some music and see if you can pick that up. Good. Thanks, man. Thanks a lot. I'm gonna shut it down for now. RDS Radio, feeling oh so silky smooth.
Do you like steak?
Mm-hmm.
Do you fancy yourself a conquistador?
Si.
Then come on down to Uncharted Steaks, the restaurant for today's modern explorer. We take only the finest steaks and hide them in the restaurant. It's your job to find these steaks and claim them in the name of taste. But beware, many dangers await you on your mission.
I took a blow dart in the neck, but it was worth it for that juicy steak.
An ornery king beheaded my husband, but hey, what a steak.
My daughter was eaten by a lion. I gotta tell you, that was a great steak.
So come on down to Uncharted Steaks and claim some steak in El Nombre de Gusto.
We have liftoff. This is the Star Fox team. Our mission is to defend the Video Game Project 3.
Video Game Project 3, it's going to be hot, biatch.
Take one hit. Don't you want to be cool? Hey, man. What are you doing?
I'm so high. Nothing can hurt me.
No!
RDS kills.
I love that shit.
Hey, and we're back.
We're back?
Yeah, we're back.
Awesome.
I mean, we're back from last week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways. What's up, guys?
See, I thought the show had been going all week.
Oh, yeah, actually, we've been just, you know...
All week, just the whole time.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, we have Adam X tonight as a
Hello.
Co-host, as well as Lee. I think he's there somewhere.
It's great to be here.
And we also have Grace here.
Hello.
And,
It's a party.
Yeah, in their mouth.
In Lee's pants.
Okay, let me just go over the songs that were played just before. We play, let's see, Kent FF, by, as requested by Jansky. And then the second song was...
I figured that was Shane.
Yeah,
he's a big Kent fan.
But the second song was Sora Mimi Keiki, as requested by Zero Serenity. Third song was Seek and Destroy, Metallica, as requested by MJ. And the last song was Bus Stop 1-2, as requested by Aqua Sky. And thanks for the... You guys probably heard that the Uncharted Stakes commercial. That was from Addiction AMV. And there's two more I'm going to be playing throughout the night, so...
Uncharted what?
Uncharted Stakes. Go to the RDS forums, man. You can download them. It's really funny.
I'll do that later.
And tonight, as you may have heard, we're going to be interviewing D.W. Chang. He's listening right now, and he's all nervous.
W.
So we're gonna try to make him even more anxious as time goes by.
He is freaking out. I don't think I've ever seen anybody like make a live turtle post. Like, oh my god, what should I do? Oh my god, I'm gonna get interviewed. Oh my god.
On an internet radio show.
What?
Yes.
Okay, anyways. I think Lee has a little announcement he has to do right now.
Oh, yeah. In a little bit, as soon as Matt fixes his problems, I think we're going to be iron chipping. Basically, this kind of came for the moment. I was like, hey, I'm in Noonan, do you want to hang out? He's like, yeah, let's iron chip. So we are. So we're going to start here in a little bit, and we'll let you know the results in about 2 hours.
So,
who's iron shuffling? Who's iron shuffling?
Lee, you were kind of cutting in and out. Who are you iron shuffling against?
It's AMB 4000.
AMB 4000, okay.
Addiction.
Well, good luck to you guys on that one.
Thanks.
Don't add another loss to your sterling reputation there.
Hey, Jay, what's up? Can we add a couple more people to the conference so we can get rid of this echo?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Thanks, man.
Let's see. Who can we add right now?
Quitting.
Who is on? Who do you guys want to add?
How about JCD?
JCD.
There you go, man.
You want another one?
Well, let's see how the echo is.
Okay. He's not picking up. Damn him! Oh, there he is. What's up, man?
Hey, there we go.
Hey, guys.
Sorry for the random call. We're trying to fill up spots on Skype, so there's less echo for all of us.
And there's no echo anymore. I still do not get how that works.
I don't know either, man. Doesn't matter.
How's it going, JCD?
So early random calls already.
Well, we're just trying to fill up space so there's less echo for the people on Skype.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
So what are you drinking tonight, man?
Drinking?
I don't know about JCD, but I'm having Volsteiner.
Is that what we've come down to? We're just talking about we're drinking tonight.
Yeah.
I had apple juice. It was great.
Hey, apple juice.
I got a Coke.
You got a Coke?
A Coke. No.
Anyways, we actually don't have any topics for tonight, as usual, because nothing has happened in the
AMV. Oh, preposterous.
What are you going to talk about? Are we going to complain about the AMV banners again?
Yes. Yes, actually.
As we do every week.
Okay. Big question, everybody. Why do the banners suck all the time? Seriously,
let's talk about something positive. ASIN's coming up. Who's coming?
Yes, ASIN is coming up.
Yes, ASIN. Who's coming? Everyone's coming, right? Come on.
RDS shirts.
Oh, yeah. if you're going to go to ASIN, you might get a free RDS shirt.
Hit us up. So Carol's making RDS shirts.
You should come to our panel. It's going to be awesome.
You should come to me and Jay's panel.
Yeah, either panel is good, as long as I'm on it.
It's not RDS affiliated, but
shut up.
Because I'm still holding out.
You're holding out.
It's gonna be good though.
Yeah. Wait. Is this panel is when you announce if you're gonna be joining RDS? You should walk on stage.
You caught me.
You should walk on stage during the RDS panel and say that I'm joining RDS now. That would be awesome. Do it.
But,
all right. AWOL might be better than ASIN, but only at ASIN will you get free RDS shirts.
Free?
Yes, free RDS shirts. You heard that. Free shirts. Because, you know, a lot of people go to conventions naked, and we figured we should clothe them somehow.
Yeah, that's a good idea. People need to be warm.
Especially cosplayers.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. There are definitely a lot of scantily clad cosplayers normally that sounds pretty good, but in a lot of cases,
no, that's a bad thing.
Not so good. You might want to get some XXL shirts printed up.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be worse.
You guys talk, I'm going to set up the next batch of songs and stuff.
Okay.
Right on, man. So, Lee, did you get that a codec VLA working with data? So, what'd you end up doing?
I had downloaded some WMV9 codecs that don't come with... What are you doing? Stop it! Yeah, I didn't do that.
Hooray!
Oh god!
What the hell?
What's going on with
AMV 4000 is having some major technical difficulties.
What's going on?
Black screen of death.
Black screen of death?
Yeah, Windows 2000 Professional, black screen of death.
Nice. I am enjoying the last remnants of a lovely PB&J. And, oh god.
Anyway, is this made from bread you brought home from Panera?
No. I can't eat anything from Panera anymore. I can't even drink the soda at Panera anymore.
You only worked there full time.
I know. It doesn't matter. I mean, for the past, 4 months or so, I've
I've resigned myself to the fact that I hate our food.
All right, that you got the guy that works there. Don't eat Panera Bread.
No. I mean, it's not like, you know, I don't recommend Panera to anybody else. It's just that I've worked there for nearly
good for Panera.
That's not what I'm saying. You guys are jerks. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that take the challenge. You work at a food service place for nearly 2 years and tell me that, you know, you walk in and, like, the smell of, like, something that you used to like doesn't just totally gross you out anymore.
No, it's awesome, dude.
It depends on where you work.
Grace, how long did you work at Ragamuffins?
I worked there for a semester.
One semester, okay. So you probably didn't get to that point. You probably were like, ooh, all right, you know, bubble tea.
I understand. My friend back in Conyers.
I can't eat
Conyers.
Bubbles anymore.
Say what?
I'm so tired of bubbles.
See? There you go.
I ate bubbles for a whole semester.
Yeah, I had a friend that worked at the mall, and he worked the night Bavaria stand at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I heard those things are killer. Like, they do lots of bad things in them.
I know, and, you know, it's like, when I first started at Panera, I mean, yeah, everything was really good. I mean,
stop
I liked it.
It.
I was
it.
Like, oh,
stop
this is
it.
Awesome.
Grace is attacking me.
What?
Grace is attacking me with her cold.
I'll be right back, guys. Hold on.
Okay,
well,
anyways.
Jay is being attacked.
We have a show to run here, so I'm going to play the next three songs.
All right.
The next three songs are MSI Straight to Video as requested by Addiction MV 4000. Next song is Van Halen Ain't Talking About Love as requested by BMA. And the last song is dedicated to our interviewee, Daniel Chang. You'll know what it is. Here we go.
It's hard to place in my face. No emotion. All the problems make me wanna go like a bad girl straight to video. Little darling, welcome to the show. You're a failure playing stereo. I never noticed.
You know, Margaret, we could have sexual intercourse right now.
Yes, yes, we could.
But let's not.
You bastard.
Since 1923.
Tonight it's very clear, as we're both lying here, there's so many things I want to say. I just forget to
RDS Radio, it doesn't get any more ghetto than this.
Hey, we're back.
Hey.
I bet you guys liked that last
Echo.
Song.
Hey.
That last song was freaking awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah, except the echo's back now.
Shut up. Shut
what?
Up.
What? I'm sorry, man.
Shut up. Anyways, I hope Chang is ready, because we're going to be calling him up right now, and I think he has an announcement for us. So here we go.
Well, I think he was gonna say that he was gonna make it later in the evening.
Well, he actually already said it on the freaking chat room. He's an idiot.
Well, he said he's gonna release it later tonight.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
It's
hey.
DW.
Hello.
Chizang.
What's
Chizang? Chizang.
What's up, man?
Hey, dude, you've got a fan in the chat room there.
Who?
I think. Hitomi-chan.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's not Keyblader?
Yeah, that's Keyblader.
Is it?
Really?
Totally.
You're doomed.
Doomed?
Just hide. So, how you been, man? What's up?
You happy?
What's the deal?
Good, how are you?
Are you still all, like, antsy and stuff right now?
Antsy for your love.
Oh, okay, good. Do you guys hear an echo? Is it okay?
It's better now, yeah.
Fine. Is my volume good? No echo? Everything's good?
No, it's fine, dude.
No echo at all.
Your audio
Daniel,
is fine,
would
man.
You stop asking if the volume is good? All right? Seriously.
Volume too loud.
It's not too loud. It's fine.
Actually, you should talk a little bit louder, man, if you can.
Seriously,
like,
Brett, is the volume okay?
Yeah, the volume... No, you need to re-encode it.
All right.
Inside joke there. Maybe we'll explain it later.
Okay,
But maybe not.
Should we start the interview, or,
No.
No, let's just sit around staring at each other.
Let's just all just drink Coke.
Oh, okay.
Or,
you
get
some Coke?
You know. What are you drinking tonight, Daniel?
Water, because I'm a party animal.
Oh my god.
No,
Oh my god.
Hey, Castor told me to get lots of water, so I got lots of water, like Castor told me.
Alright. I needed water the first time I did this too. But I'm pretty good now. Anyways, how was dinner with your family, man? That's what everyone wants to know.
It was good.
Alright,
really
fine.
I guess
we can start the interview then.
Let's start the interview. Alright, go ahead, Ben.
Alright, well, we have a world famous AMV editor, Daniel Chang, here with us tonight.
World famous.
He is.
He's like ribs.
What? That's why I'm doing this.
I'm so confused.
Well, I mean, you know, you have fans, you know, in Japan, I'm sure you do, and you know, in Europe, and
Japan.
You could say that, I guess.
Yeah, world famous. But the thing is, I have a whole sheet of questions, but the number one question that I'm sure everybody is wondering: what's the W stand for?
There you go. Ask the hard questions.
I am asking the hard-hitting questions. You're on hardball tonight, man.
What the hell does W stand in DW Chang?
Well, I'm lame, and DW Chang's my login for college. So W is my middle name, which is Uzhong. I guess Grace would be the only one who might know what that means. She's Korean.
What does it mean?
Aha. Uh-huh. All right, well...
No, not mean, but she'll be like, oh, okay, got it.
What does it mean?
It means it's his name. Like my middle name would have been Yunju.
Well, what does it stand for?
I don't know.
I know what yours stands
for. It's a name.
No, dude.
What does J stand for?
No.
It stands for W, duh.
No, dude, it stands for something.
What does your Korean name mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I really don't know, honestly.
God, you're a bastard.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You should know what your name is.
See,
you're
I told you. We're asking the hard-hitting questions
tonight.
You're
fired from Korea.
I know how to spell it in Korean.
That's not gonna
help
you.
You have to know what it means. For all you know, it might mean piece of crap. Or...
Daniel, you have denied the face of your father.
It's horrible.
Actually, there's
probably only like two people that would really appreciate that line, but anyways.
I'll tell you at ASA, and I'll go to my parents later.
Okay.
All right, man.
Okay, awesome. Thanks.
All right, anyways, so where were you born?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Ooh, the hotbed.
Dead silence. That's
real Korean right here.
What?
Just kidding.
Lincoln, Nebraska. Oh, that's... And
my brother
went
to school there.
What?
Good for your brother.
Yeah.
Ow.
He was a big Nebraska fan.
When did you end up in Illinois?
98 for college.
That was the first time
University
you moved there?
University of Illinois.
Okay.
Go Illini.
So did you grow up in Nebraska?
No.
You are Illini.
I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. I actually never knew that. That's pretty cool.
Wait. Someone asked, are you North Korean?
Yeah. Yes. I've defect. No. I'm South.
어디서 온 거야?
뭐요?
어디서 온 거야?
Nebraska에 왔어요.
Are you 서울 수원 시골? What?
Yeah.
You have any idea?
My parents are from Seoul. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, stop talking in some weird language. Anyways. What's the next question, Brad Doom?
All right. Well, we're actually talking about Korea. Have you ever been to Korea?
Yeah, like five, six times.
Like, when was the last time you went?
Right after I graduated college.
Cool.
2002.
Would you say that you're?
Awesome.
I mean, I know this, but I mean, would you say that you've?
Been
like
gay?
No. I'm trying to think of how I want to word it. Like, do you think that you live, a kind of a traditional, lifestyle based off of what your Korean relatives, are used to, or have you become a lot more Americanized?
I would be what they call a Twinkie.
Okay.
Which means I'm yellow on the outside and white on the inside.
Right. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
DW has a creamy center?
You have a creamy center?
Oh, yeah, he does. But we'll get into that later.
I want to
look at this one. Anyways, yeah. So
you're sweet on the outside and even sweeter in the inside. Awesome.
If we squeeze you too hard, this white...
Okay. Anyways, this is not that kind of show.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. Anyways, so, you know, you lived in Illinois for a while, and now you're actually in Wisconsin. So here's my question. As someone who, you know, lived in Bears country for so long, how does it feel to be living in Packers country?
I feel so unbelievably dirty and tainted every day of my life.
Yeah, I'm
so
sure...
So you love it.
Yeah, I'm sure Kim's just, you know, just cracking up and like, ha ha, ha, ha.
The Packers can suck my nuts.
Ooh,
oh,
damn.
Ouch.
I'm sure they would love to.
Go Bears. Go Bears.
Bears are going to go in nowhere, man. You can call me on that one.
Super Bowl. I swear it. It's coming.
They're not
Super
going
Bowl.
Anywhere, man.
All right. You used to work at AMD up until... somewhat recently.
Like 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah. Now, my question is, are you still bound by your confidentiality agreement?
Yeah, it's valid for like 7 years.
Aww.
You
bastard! Boo! Alright, fine. I was gonna ask you the hard-hitting questions about, you know, the secrets behind AMD.
You wanna ask him just so I can be all cool and go, no comment.
No comment. No, no, I won't give you the satisfaction. Sorry,
no
man.
No comment.
All right. Well, let's jump the ship here. We'll go back to more of your in-depth life questions. But let's start into the a little more subject matter oriented stuff. Around what time did you first start? When did you first start getting into anime in general?
When I was 5.
When you're 5.
I mean, like, when did I see it, or when I was, like, really into it?
I mean, we all saw, you know, like, you know, Voltron and, you know, Robotech, that kind of stuff, but I mean, like, when
well, no,
did
no,
you...
Well, no. Well, it's a little different for me, because I didn't live in Korea, but I visited Korea a lot, so there's a period where I was there for an extended period of time, and I watched a lot of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah!
I was 5,
Korean.
Okay? So shut
you
the hell up.
Korean. You're like me!
I was, like, 5, so that doesn't count. Yeah, like Son Goku. Yeah, like Son Goku and Son Goku.
That's cool.
That's
cool.
That's what I grew up on.
So yeah, I'd say that would be it. But I mean, I guess college would be the second time I really got into it. I saw Escaflowne, Evangelion, Kenshin, all that stuff.
Okay. Well, I know that you were involved with U of I's anime club.
Well,
and so, how much influence did, you know, did your anime club have on your AMV hobby? And do you recommend, you know, local anime clubs to people interested in anime?
Not once a Marietta.
I guess that's a... I guess a lot, because, well, what we used to do back, I guess, my sophomore or junior year is we used to make break tapes during the bathroom break, and we put AMVs and stuff on that, and that's how I got introduced to them. My friend started making those, started downloading AMVs, I started seeing them, and I guess eventually I started making them.
So would you say that that's what really kind of got you interested in the hobby, you know, and...
I guess interested in the hobby, it didn't get me to edit per se, but it got me into the hobby of watching and so on.
Well, what were some of the first actual, like, specific videos that really, you know, after you saw it, you were like, wow, I really want to try making my own.
Oh, huh. I don't know about what video made me want to edit, per se, but I know what videos I first saw that kind of, like, blew me away, if that counts.
Okay, well, what were some of those?
Well, the first AMV I actually downloaded was Shane Lee's Kyoto Combat video, which, with his awesome, like, MPEG videos that he spliced together.
Right on.
And
yeah.
I thought that was awesome. I still think it's awesome. So the second video I saw was Rogue Productions' Evangelion The Final Countdown, which is made with two VCRs, and I still really like that video. So those are the ones that really made me go, wow, then, you know, this is pretty cool.
Right on. All right, kind of jumping ship here again. Who are some of your favorite, like, modern day, like, new editors? Like, people that have kind of just come out of the woodwork within the last, you know, two or so years?
Let's see. I don't know if I could count this person, but I guess I've found out about them recently, well, in the last 2 years. One is definitely Silver Moon. Like, she makes awesome videos.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, shut the hell up. I knew you were going to know. another person's actually the other person you called up, JCD. I saw one of his videos at ASEM last year, and I was like, wow, that was really good. So
Thank you.
Bastard.
Let's see. Let me look at the org's thing and find some names. Oh, I guess to actually go along with the show, some RDS members, SNH Knives and Korn particularly, so obviously their stuff. Like Lee's AWA romance video, I really enjoyed that video, which is given I'm a romance nut. So.
Oh, thanks.
Jerk!
All that Koopas gave a guy that I sat next to at ASEN. ASEN 2002, next to Joe Crowsdale.
Shut up! Neither of us knew him. It's fine.
Well, I'm not supposed to talk about that.
Yeah, we're not supposed to talk about that because we didn't know anything at the time.
Okay, is that it?
Alright. Off the top of my head, yeah. I'm sure I'm forgetting someone that's, like, amazing that I like, but I'm sorry.
That's cool. Alright, how many video projects do you have in store for the rest of the year?
Just
ones that you know you plan on doing.
One, two, at least four, I guess.
And is
VG3. Sorry, Caster.
that was actually going to be one of my next questions. Do you have anything planned for VG3 or AMV Hell?
AMV Hell, no, because I'm not funny, I guess.
No, you're not.
And VG3, yeah, I have something planned. Hopefully it'll get done.
Okay. Well, can you tell us about it?
VG3?
Yeah, like what's your idea?
What song? It's by the Black Mages. It's called Genova, and I was gonna use the Slayers.
Okay. You don't really see that many Slayers videos anymore.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty well. Hopefully, be a lot of AE compositions and stuff, and I have some cool ideas. Hopefully, I can actually do it.
Cool. Very, very good.
Actually, I technically have 4 videos halfway done on my computer, so I guess there's more videos if I actually get to them.
Right on. Alright, what else do we got here? Alright, here's a good question. How important would you relate musical taste with successful AMVs? And by that, I mean, does a great song make a great video, or does great editing turn an okay song into a great video?
I'll go with the latter.
I'm very biased on this matter because you can just look at my musical tape or the videos I've made, music I've used in videos. So I'd say that good editing can make an okay or even bad song good. I had that stupid Disney song, which apparently people like, and I use 80s crap. Or rather, I like 80s music, by the way, right, but people seem to hate it.
Then why would you call it crap?
They've brainwashed me.
All right.
So I think editing can overcome it.
That's okay. A good argument, I think. I have seen that phenomenon lots and lots of times that I just hate the song and hate the enemy, but love the editing, so the video was great.
Actually, yeah, speaking of which, because I'm a Silver Moon fanboy apparently, like, she made a Fushigi Yugi video recently, and I hate Fushigi Yugi. I mean, I absolutely abhor it. And I like the video a lot, because it's well done.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
We're going to have them, actually, in 3 weeks. Yeah, speaking of which, for those of you that don't normally visit the RDS forums, we put up an upcoming guest suggestion forum. and they're actually on the list for May 20th. And next week we actually have Ermac, so check that out.
Right on.
Cool.
All right. Let's get away from anime and AMVs for just a little bit longer. And because we were talking about music. So aside from your typical 80s pop fare, what music has been playing on your playlist lately?
Well, since you know me pretty well, you probably already know, but my major, my favorite band's actually the Beatles from the 60s. I'm a huge fan. I have all their CDs. I've liked them since like 7th grade. And I also like the Eagles a lot, Tom Petty. Recently, I guess being the last year, I've probably been listening to a lot of Keane, Postal Service, Snow Patrol, Stray Light Run, that sort of stuff.
All good stuff.
So, yeah, I guess it's all over the place.
Right on. All right, well, we got ASEN coming up.
ASEN?
Hell yeah.
I like hearing anything about Daniel G's.
Yeah, I mean, well, I have you ever been to ASEN, Daniel? This is your first one, right? I think so.
You don't know, man. You don't know.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
I know.
I don't know. We all know what that means. And that means that people are probably going to get drunk. So my question is, what are some of your favorite drinks?
I guess recently Jaeger bombs, because they actually taste good.
Yeah.
Crown and Coke, which I got from MJ like about 2-3 years ago at UshiCon.
Have you even opened that Crown that I got you for Christmas?
Yes, I have. Awesome. Thank you very much for the getting me away.
He just opened it up and did nothing with it.
What?
He just opened it up and did nothing with it. That's it.
This is like opened. Okay, I opened it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I drank some.
All right, cool.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure.
All right, good.
All right. All right, now I know that you you enjoy a lot of different video games. You are a gamer of sorts, not total gamer, but
what
are
some
extreme gaming? So what are some of your all-time favorite video games?
CS.
Well, yeah. Well, that's given. No, he's Korean. No.
I'm Korean, so like
you're
StarCraft
Korean.
And CS are a given, right?
StarCraft and SC and CS are obvious. So you don't even need to mention those.
I don't.
I guess.
I think he means Korean.
Grace, don't lie. Don't worry about it. It's not.
It's in your blood. Don't deny your Korean heritage.
I don't like Counter-Strike.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Don't.
Not.
I'm sorry, Grace. I don't make the rules, okay? It's
so,
not
Daniel.
God made you that way. God created you. All right?
Daniel,
are you one of those? Are you one of those self-hating Koreans? That's
what?
Just sad.
It's horrible.
I shouldn't take this. Not from a guy who doesn't even know what his name means.
Ooh.
Hey, burn. Ooh. Ow. Ow.
Hey, I know what my Korean name means. Gabe.
Touche. All right.
Burn.
Anyway, well,
back to the question.
Yeah, back to the question.
So I like to role play my characters. That's like three people just got that.
I got it.
But so I like to play role playing games usually. So I guess my favorite games were Lunar 2 and Genshin Suikoden 2, which like if you haven't played them and you like role playing games, you should really play them. They're great games.
So are you a LARP?
It's. I'll explain to you it at ASEN because it's
lightning bolt. Lightning bolt.
It's not what you
Ice.
Think. And like two
hey,
people.
Hey, I totally
understand.
Froze you. What are you doing? Sorry.
Oh man. I've actually really been wanting to play so we get into. I just never really got around to it.
Oh.
I know.
I can let you borrow it again, and then you can like return it to me and not have played a single minute of it.
Did I do that? When I lived in Austin?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, you jerk. Jerk.
That's so me, actually. All right. Okay, the big question that I know that nobody's wondering, but I was I couldn't remember, but I'm sure that we're probably going to be playing this sometime during ASEN, but who do you play as in Naruto 3?
Shikamaru, because he's awesome. And
I already knew that.
Yeah.
He's the kid that dodges everything, right? Or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He, like, teleports and stuff.
Yeah, my brother uses him.
He's better than Naruto, who sucks balls.
No, but you know who he's not better than?
Itachi?
The dog.
The dog.
The dog. The dog is amazing. I play as the dog.
Banned, all right.
No, the
everyone
dog is not banned.
Ascend. Everyone in my room, come ascend for that game. The dog is banned. Okay,
no,
banned.
Dude.
We're,
no,
it is,
dude.
Dog is
I'll
amazing.
I'll bring my own copy then, and we'll play that.
The dog is just unfair in the game. It is too small to get hit. So.
Okay, well, that's just an excuse, okay? You know, I think a good player can, you know, outwit the dog. You know, all right?
Are you trying to tell us that DW Chang isn't a good player, then?
That's exactly what I'm trying to
tell you. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, it's on.
Okay.
It was off, Brad, but now it's on. I'm going to
It's on like Donkey Kong? Is that what you're saying?
That was really
cool.
Alright, anyways, I think I'm gonna play the last three songs and we're gonna come back and we're gonna take callers for Mr. Chang.
Is one of them mine?
Yeah, actually, the first song is Don't Stop Believing by Journey. And
oh,
can I,
God.
Like,
did you have a little thing that you wanted to say before I played it?
Yeah, like, MJ requested me to play this song, so this goes out to him, and also all my friends that are enduring this and listening to me and supporting me, especially that my number one fan in Japan listening, my Hitomi or whatever.
Oh.
Aww.
Thanks.
Aww.
It's shout out time on RDS Radio. I want to send out some love.
Okay, and next song is Secret Story from the XTV OST as requested by Angel X03, and the last song is Coldplay, Speed of Sound, as requested by Animex.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's okay. Their new single. I'll check it out.
Well, here we go.
All right.
Took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume.
dare say you're not using an ancillary. You're listening to RDS Radio.
Keep
Hey, who likes ice cream?
I do!
Well, that's right, Bobby. And who likes ponies?
I do!
You betcha, Susie. And what about roller coasters?
I do!
You got it, Tommy. And how about pornography?
That's my favorite!
Right on, Grandpa. I think we all know where we're going.
You really want fun for the whole family? Then come on down to Uncle Jack's Amusement Park, Betting Zoo, Ice Cream Parlor, Rifle Range, and Porn Emporium. We know what families like.
Before I get in, before it starts, before I begin.
You're listening to RDS Studios, home of shipping and handling and the Coopmeister.
Yeah, you can stop talking in equations now, because we're back.
Fine.
Here we are.
And there's an echo. Awesome.
Well, the echo is bound to happen.
Echo!
Anyways, we're taking callers from Mr. Chang now. And
are we now?
Yeah, I already have several on the line. I think I'm going to call up this one first.
Okay. Who is this?
I don't know. I can't even read what it says on the name.
Hello?
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 Hi. Who's this?
Hi.
This is Insane Keyblader.
Oh my god. Seriously?
No way, dude.
What?
Hello, Daniel.
Oh my god. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest for tonight. You might not know, but this is IK. She
is pretty much Daniel's biggest fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who that hussy in Japan is.
Oh my god.
Ooh, oh, you did not just go there, IK. You did not just go there.
I did. I went there.
Yeah, alright. Alright, hey, IK, is there any possible chance we might get you to come to ASEN this year?
Oh, I'm there.
Yeah, you sound pretty hot.
Great.
I bought my ticket already.
What?
I just need a place to stay, Daniel. I was kind of hoping I could crash in your room.
Ooh.
I'll make it worth your while.
You guys can stay in the bathroom.
If you catch my drift.
Come on, you guys could have little Chang babies. Come on.
Love, Brad.
Insane Chang Blader.
I would love that.
Daniel, this is the first time you've talked to IK over here.
Something like that.
Jeez, and you're already, you know, telling her off. God, you're an asshole.
Yeah, you're a whore.
Yeah. I thought you'd be the knight who would fight for my honor.
God. Seriously.
Sorry. Actually, sorry, question mark.
Sorry? Sure. Whatever. I don't know. That's Daniel.
Pretty kind much. Of. Just look for the Korean guy. That's all sarcastic.
So, IK, tell us, what's your cup size?
Bradley, I am not going to dignify that question with a response.
It's probably a double F, double G, somewhere around there.
Dude, it's
double
D's. Like 13.
What, seriously?
Oh, you better believe it, Buster.
It's nice. I like a 13-year-old who can fill out a double D. It's pretty good.
Do you and Daniel send photos to each other, naked photos?
I've tried, but he won't reciprocate. I mean, I sent my best stuff to him, and I get nothing back. Nothing at all. I don't even get emails back, you jerk.
Well, I've got some incriminating photos that I can...
Excellent.
I can send your way.
I need those.
All right.
For
good.
Research.
For your shrine.
Yes.
Right.
Excellent.
So, I had a couple questions for IK, too.
All right, go for it.
Let's hear him, sexy.
What's your favorite anime?
Hello?
Favorite anime.
Hello? I didn't hear that.
Your favorite anime?
I've really not seen too much. I've seen DBZ, and my ex-boyfriend showed me Akira. But yeah, that's about it.
What about your the anime from your
name?
Who'd
win in a fight, Goku or Superman?
I think Goku. He can kick the crap out of everyone.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be like Spirit Bomb, fight over. No contest. None. Of course, I think
so,
you can beat them all, Daniel.
Oh, shut up. What's your favorite music video?
Of yours?
Period.
Well, Evolution changed my life.
Oh,
I mean, it's responsible for everything I've been since I've seen that video. I was a much terrible, flat-chested person before that.
Ha 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 ha!
So I really, I owe it all to you. I'd love to make it up to you at Ace End too.
I'll pass on that.
Oh.
What are you drinking right now, by chance?
Gin tonic.
I mean.
Wait, hold on.
Wait a minute.
What the hell was that?
Who was that?
All right,
I guess you got me made.
Wait a minute,
I'm Kevin
what the
Caldwell,
hell?
And I'm calling in here because Daniel's a freaking thief, and he's been stealing stuff from everybody else's music videos, like mine and Kusiyaro, bunch of people. I mean, like, the lens flare, mine. I invented that.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
Cross dissolves? Shh. You'd be nothing without those, Chang, and I invented that shit.
Damn.
Nothing. You are nothing, Chang. I'll take you out anytime, any place. This conversation is over.
Well, I will certainly admit the awesome.
He's gone.
Which,
ladies and gentlemen, we just had Kevin Caldwell impersonating Insane Keyblader.
I guess he's actually been following what's been going on. Right?
That's. I cannot believe this is the greatest show we've ever done.
Yeah.
We should add to the greatness and call A&B 4000.
What? No.
Yes.
No.
That's horrible, man. What kind of a transition is that?
Like, then we said Kevin Caldwell, and now A&B 4000.
I don't know, he's over here, he's at my house, and he's bugging me to put him on Skype. Oh, you don't want
me. Well, I mean, I don't know how we're going to follow that.
I know, I think we should just end the show right now.
Well, do we have any other callers that want to call in?
Yeah, we have Caster Troy wanted to call in.
Alright.
So I'm giving him a call right now and see if he has any...
Kind of a disappointing guest.
If he has any input on what just happened here.
What's up?
Pastor Troy, okay, I mean...
Extreme!
No.
Extreme Cheddar!
Alright.
Sarcastic, you got any input on what's going on around here?
Yeah.
Dude, who was that hottie, man?
That was Kevin Caldwell impersonating Insane Keyblader.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I gotta go to Aeson and meet him, dude. Get
well,
it on.
Well, wait. Does that mean that Casey is actually gay?
I don't know. That's a good question. And, Cassie, you want to turn down your radio, man?
I'm hearing echoes again.
Yeah, that's because you have your Winamp on. Turn it off.
Oh, crap.
I just heard that. It's great.
Okay, I turn off the Winamp. All
right, thanks.
All right, good job, man.
Everything's working? Okay.
Yeah, okay, good.
Hey, what's up, Daniel?
What's up? How are you?
Hey, Daniel, like, speak louder.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Well, anyways, first question. Oh, crap, what was it?
Probably something to do with VG3.
Oh, well, actually, no, he's already answered the VG3 question.
All right, good job.
I'm actually... Okay, by reading your live journal, have you been doing more editing or more video game playing?
Okay, alright. You, sir, are an asshole. Resident Evil 4 ruined my editing life, okay? All because of Caster Troy writing about it every day.
It's that awesome, dude. It's extreme!
I was doing my ASEN video, and then he's like, oh, you gotta play Resident Evil 4. And then he kept posting about it, and then, like, I didn't edit for, like, a month.
That's fine.
Oh yeah, how's that Otakon video coming?
It started like 4 days ago.
Speak up! Can't hear you.
I started 4 days ago and the deadline's in like 2 weeks, so yeah.
Oh, you can do it. It's
you
fine.
Can do it.
Okay. And also, are you excited for Anime Expo for the Maya Sakamoto concert?
Damn Skippy.
Hell yeah, dude!
Dude, yeah, I told you, we will dance gaily together at the concert.
Yes.
You will not be alone, and promises will not be necessary.
DW, are you gay? Like, really gay? Like, I'm not questioning
I'm very
myself
happy,
gay?
Yes.
No. Like,
I'm very happy.
Homosexual gay.
No.
You sure?
No. Very, very enthusiastic answer there.
All right. Anyways, okay. This is my last question. Daniel.
Yeah.
Do you want some milk and cookies?
You damn right I want milk and cookies.
Right.
Another.
All right, dude. Nice talking to you, and like, good luck for the rest of the show.
thanks, thanks. Milk, you better give me my milk and cookies. Come here.
Milk and cookies.
Give me the milk and cookies.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, see ya, Kester.
Very good.
All right. Let's see, who do we have next? I know people ask, and now I forgot who it was.
Get Hitomi on.
Hitomi? No, no one's there. Everyone's gone now. Alright, everyone's done with each other. No one cares about the other one.
Alright, well, I have a few more questions in
go
my
ahead,
list.
Keep going with the questions. I'm going to go hunt for some...
Alright. Okay, Daniel. Back to the hard-hitting... got to answer it. And
the O'Reilly factor.
Yes, yeah, it's the O'Reilly factor, Adam X style. Alright. Explain the whole attraction behind Escaflowne. I mean, what's up with your boner for Vaughn? Come on, seriously.
Oh.
See? He is gay.
What? What did you say?
My favorite character is actually Colton, but anyway.
Oh, well, that's so much better.
Brad, I'm going to so kill you, come Mason. But anyway.
That's fine.
I saw the show my freshman year in college, and I guess it's one of those, like, the first anime you see that's really, really good. You're, like, really attached to it, so there you go.
That's it? That's the whole reason you like it? Because it was the first thing you saw?
And like, it's really good.
Okay. Kind of a lame answer, but that's fine.
All right, I guess I'm calling.
Am I supposed to say something like it saved my mother's life? Or something?
Yes, there. That's much better.
I'm calling it Tori here.
It saved my mother's life.
Awesome.
So we'll see. Pick up, you bastard.
Tori. All right. Well, while it's ringing, I'll just ask another quick question. What are some of your current favorite anime?
Oh.
At the
hey
moment,
James.
Azumanga
what's
Daimyo
up?
Last, oh my god. And Last Exile, Angelic Lair, almost all shows that you told me suck, Brad, so I blame you.
Yeah, that's it. You're right.
And I like Angelic Lair.
Angelic Lair, yeah.
Alright, we have Hitori here. So, Hitori.
Okay. Yeah.
You got a question for the Chang here?
What makes you so, I don't know, good?
In what?
Good at what?
In bed.
At romance crap.
Romance? Hey!
Hey, you guys.
What?
I think Doku wants to call in.
I don't have his name.
It's just Doku.
Alright.
Doku.
Well, okay, well...
All right, well, answer Hitori's question. What makes you so good? in life.
I don't know how to really answer that without sounding, like, conceited or something.
Well, you are
conceited.
Just talk the way you normally do.
just go into Andy Lee's a moment here. Yeah, quotes.
I really don't know. Actually, when I made Glory of Love, I thought everyone would freaking hate it, so I don't know. Really long crosses off, that's what it is. You were at AWA, right? You saw the video that does not exist, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. Follow the advice in that. Black and white held frames, really long cross dissolves. What else did I say in that? I don't remember. actually, I don't know. On the serious side, I actually, like, really do tweak cross dissolves for, like, hours because I'm retarded. You can ask Brad because I've showed him betas where I've moved a cross dissolve, like, two frames. I'm like, is that better? Is that worse? Is that better? So I'm like...
Yeah, like, I would go over to his place and he would edit, you know, I would, like play video games or, like, watch TV. And he'd be on his computer for, like, 3 hours editing, and then I'd come over, and he's done, like, 10 seconds. I'm like, what the... God.
Who?
Lee, just don't pay attention to him. it's just randomly... Okay, hey, guys, I'm Lee. Okay, you guys are talking. You guys are talking. Huh?
What?
Who?
When?
Where?
Hey.
Why? What?
Okay, anyways, yeah. I'm gonna, thanks for calling in, James.
Later.
Alright, see ya.
See ya.
Okay, are we gonna
caller,
call Doku now?
Yeah, it's Doku. He's from Japan, or he's in Japan.
No, he's in Anime Boston.
No, he's not. He's in
Shut
anime
up,
Boston.
You bastard!
Yeah, man, he's at Anime Boston.
I don't care.
Get with the program, you jerk.
Well, hello.
He was at one point.
Hello!
What's up, Doku? Are you going to give us an update on Anime Boston?
Yeah, the contest was great. Tons of good videos.
Who won?
Okay. Let's see, what was good? Look,
the Elf was alright.
Yeah, Channel
Surfing was good.
Yeah, Tom the Fish submitted a video that wasn't comedy.
Really?
It was actually pretty good. Drama was strong, action was strong.
It was weird
because it was a contest. It was consistently good. It didn't suck.
It wasn't like last year, basically.
Yeah, it wasn't like last year.
Wait, who else is there?
Right now I've got Otaku for Life's here. McKeith downstairs setting up for Iron Editor.
Yo.
Okay. Right on.
That's cool.
Oh, well, what won stuff?
Hmm?
What won, the contest? Or has that
what won? It was tough. I can't call any of the categories. Channel Surfing probably won comedy, but aside from that, we don't know.
Okay, I thought the contest was over, so that's what I was asking.
Well, the contest, I mean, this is just the first screening, but just from the audience's reaction, Channel Surfing's probably won.
Whose video is that?
We don't know. It's a nobody, but it's on the org, but it's not available for download.
It's obviously somebody. Let's look it up.
Nobody made it. All right. That's cool, man.
Thank you. Wait.
Right. Hang on. I'm looking this up.
Are they going to actually, like...
What was the anime?
It was various. It was Ava and Tenchi and
a lot of
Steel Angel Kurumi.
What song?
It was a bunch of stuff. It was all TV themes.
That's
like the Cheers theme, the Three's Company theme, the Powerpuff Girl theme.
Not finding it.
Yeah, I'm not finding it either.
I mean, there were a lot of. There are a lot of incredible videos this year, and I mean, drama was just great. Action had almost no problems. And
do you have any videos of 80s music?
And right now, I mean, we've got Iron Editor in 20 minutes, so we're kind of getting ready for that.
Alright.
Called rendering.
But yeah, I mean, it was definitely a great contest, and this is then for if anyone's like listening who submitted to Boston, you probably have a good chance of winning because the audience loved just about everything.
Yeah, the Yu-Gi-Oh video was a little, I don't know, but other than that, it was pretty good.
I didn't know Yu-Gi-Oh had a plot.
Oh no! We've discovered the plot of Yu-Gi-Oh. The show's gonna end anytime.
You learn something new every day.
Well, okay.
Wow,
is that all you got?
I don't know. Any questions?
Not really.
No.
All right. Well, we can. I guess what time does the show end?
Soon, actually.
We can't broadcast Iron Editor, which sucks. So it's gonna be interesting.
That's okay.
We'll post the results, and we'll also post both the videos. I mean,
yeah, everything, the AB Iron Editor will be posted probably Sunday, but it's going to be interesting because neither editor knows what they're working with.
Okay.
And
right
yeah.
On. Right on.
So we'll keep you guys updated if anything interesting happens.
Okay. Right on.
No way.
Okay.
All right, thanks for that hard-hitting report from Doku. Yeah, on the field at
Hey, Doku.
Go for it.
He's gone.
Darn it!
You call
Corn.
Corn is dying to call in.
All right,
Corn.
Guys are always too drunk.
Let's call Corn.
Okay, Corn will be our last caller, and then
not on Skype, is he?
And then it'll be over.
All right, I've got two more questions, then I will have fulfilled my. My question set. All right. You have a history with making videos that you claim to hate, while thousands of people end up watching them and loving them. So, I mean, what's the deal? I mean, you know that you actually do like the video in some way. I mean, you can't sit there and tell me, oh my god, evolution is the dumbest thing ever, blah, 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 blah. Just, come on, man.
Dude, I can. You were there when I made it.
You know that you like it, at least on some level. Come on, man.
And you were there when I posted and said that I actually watched it the other day and I didn't hate it. Remember? Remember I said I don't hate it anymore.
Alright, okay, well, what about I Just Can't Wait to Be King? You know it's a
that
funny video.
That kind of made sense, though. It was a bet, though. I had no passion for it. It wasn't my own idea.
Doesn't matter. You know that it's still a cute, funny video. Yet, when people say that they like it, you're like, oh, so dumb.
It is dumb. It's dumb humor. I didn't do anything like Doki Doki has some witty things that he does that are really funny, and like I don't have that kind of humor. I just went for a cheap laugh.
Okay, that's fine. No one's saying there's anything wrong with that. What I'm saying is, you have this tendency to like you know when it was, you know when the VCAs were going on, and you know I Just Can't Wait to Be King, you know was being nominated for stuff. I mean you were just like groaning like crazy. Like,
hey
but,
man, it didn't make the finals of most stuff. So.
I know, but that doesn't. I know, it's. You know what I'm getting at, man.
Gah!
God!
Oh.
Alright, whatever, man.
Alright, I think this interview has.
Hey, Corn signed on, call him.
No, dude! Tired!
What the hell, Jay?
Alright. Corran, what is up?
Hey.
Hey. I'm sorry.
Hey.
You're horrible, Brad.
What?
You got that stuck in my head. The fake Corran. Hey.
Hey.
You're horrible.
So do you have a question?
I have no...
Go ahead, dude. Sorry.
Just say ://
I have no idea why I'm on. Daniel's been yelling at me to get on Skype.
Oh, okay. Daniel, you're horrible.
I just wanted to hear your voice, Carl.
Hey. Alright, that's good. Alright,
thanks for calling in, man. You sound really tired, actually.
Okay, well. Daniel, I want to give you an opportunity to make an exclusive announcement.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I hear that you actually have been hoarding a brand new video.
But you haven't released it yet. What's the deal?
I actually just finished a video, and I guess this would be the appropriate time to post it or whatever.
You heard it
so
here,
I'm
folks.
Post a link. Mm-hmm. This is a exclusive or whatever.
World exclusive RDS radio premiere. That's amazing.
Just like Kevin Kalfa.
I know that was a yeah. We
anyway,
had
that
two
was
exclusives
that
tonight.
Was crazy.
Oh, that's crazy.
Anyway, I'll post the link in the IRC chat room. Y'all can check it out. And I really put my heart into this video. It took like 4 months. This is what I've been slaving over since like my last exile video. So just I don't know, take a look at it, tell me what you think, and this is probably the best thing I've made.
Absolutely. I'm really, yeah, looking forward to it.
Every time someone introduces a video, I
have seen it, because, you know, I'm hosting it, apparently.
I've seen it too, and it's really, really good. I think it's probably Chang's best.
You're part of Daniel's cool group, that's why you've seen it.
I've seen it.
Actually, one thing
elitist.
I wanted to say... And I'm sorry to say this, Jay, but I think it might even be better than my Project Genius track, but maybe a little. I mean, my Project Genius...
No, that's
Genius
a lie, dude.
Seen,
you're lying.
Sorry.
You're a liar.
I'm sorry.
Stop
just,
lying
really
to yourself.
My Project Genius track, I like that a lot.
I don't think... I think it's because you haven't seen it in a while. That's probably it.
Yeah, you need to
that
you need
might
to watch
be
it.
And I didn't... Also, I haven't seen the complete opus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, nobody has. I mean, nobody will until it's all.
That's why I haven't made anything.
It isn't ready.
That's why I didn't make anything for 2 years, because I couldn't make anything anymore after seeing it put together. It's crazy.
Alright.
So anyways, will that be up soon? Daniel?
Yeah, well, he just posted the link to it in the chat room.
Alright. Well, anyways, hope you guys enjoyed that. And thanks for being our interviewer for the night, Mr. Chang.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for everyone who listened in. And next week we'll have Ermac, and we'll be doing it on Saturday. I think around 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. EST, because I'm going to be busy on Friday, next Friday, so we can't do it. Anyway, see you guys. Thanks
you guys
for listening
in.
No, dude. I'm leaving.
God, you're friggin' Korean.
All right, see you guys.
Later.
Later, bye.